You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hey, welcome to Purcell, the podcast that may talk about anything at any time, anywhere, with anyone. Today, you have Gwen on the mic. I'll be your host. And my guest co-host is
Maya Davis.
And thank you for joining us. Today, we're just doing a test run on the podcast. Purcell basically is a podcast that started out as talking about African-American hair. And the mission for that podcast is to develop a presence in the black hair industry by providing information, resources, and tools to help maintain a healthy head of hair. However, I think I want to today is do Purcell Teen Talk with Maya and get a kind of insight on what it's like being in a ninth grade. Maya,
hey,
tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I love to read. I love to read a lot of books. Right now, I'm reading Perfect Chemistry, and I'm on chapter 7, and it's a really good book, so I like to read. I like to write. And I'm like to like associate with different people. You know, I like to see what they like to do and everything.
Okay. So how old are you?
14.
And you are in what grade?
9.
Okay. All right. So being in the 9th grade, in school, tell me about a typical day that a 9th grader go through. Because I know when I was younger in the 9th grade, it's probably a whole lot different because we didn't have cell phones or anything like that back in the day.
Well, in the 9th grade at the school I go to, it's like overpopulated a little bit. So when you have 7 classes and you associate with like not the same people, like you associate with different people in different classes. So when you transition classes, like there are like a whole lot of people. So I like that it's a lot of people because I get to like explore more and like, I like to, like, get to know them better instead of, like, being with the same people all the time.
Okay, very good. Okay, so when you say overpopulated, what do you mean by overpopulated?
To me, there are, like, way too many students who go there. Like, sometimes there may not be, like, enough seats in a classroom or you have to ask someone to, like, a table. I mean, it's a whole lot of people there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess being a teenager in the 9th grade is similar to what it was when I was in the 9th grade. We had those same situations before. Okay, anything else you want to tell me about you being in the 9th grade?
I know that I've met, like, different people. Like, I've met friends that are, like, different nationalities and ethnicities and things. So I get to see what they like to do. And like, you know, like how different cultures and how they eat differently than what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like we eat soul food and like other like race eat different types of food. So it's nice knowing to like know other people.
Okay. All right, very good. So what you have just experienced was a example of what Purcell Teen Talk would be about. It would just be talking to teenagers about their everyday life, going to high school, and the things that they find interesting during school. Another podcast that Purcell would have, like I said, was Split Ends, talking about African-American hair. And that podcast will explore the new innovative techniques in the hair care industry, how multimedia platforms are used to increase their sales and services, the latest styles and trends in hair, how technology have helped change the industry and the way they conduct business, the cost increase of hair care and hair care services. We will also talk about the hair itself. For an example, natural hair, the difference in textures and types, dreadlocks, the difference between each type of dreadlocks from the original dreadlocks from the Bob Marley days to the fake dreadlocks that you can just have installed. We'll talk about braids, where they originated from, everything from plaits to cornrows to extensions. We will talk about the weave, the different techniques of installing the hair, and where the hair comes from that they have installed. We will also talk about the difference between the human hair and the synthetic hair and what percentage of the human hair is actually human hair that you buy. So it boils down to each week, PSC will discuss the different topics and get the understanding and the lingo used to describe the products and the processes and the hairstyle in the industry. And occasionally, of course, we will have guests on our show, clients, professional stylists, and shop owners to discuss their expertise in the hair care industry. Okay, so now we're just going to just pretty much talk about anything that comes to mind with the Parcel podcast. I am originally from Detroit. Tell you a little bit about the host, Gwen. I'm originally from Detroit. I was born and raised here. And 4 years ago, I moved out to Phoenix, Arizona, where it's super hot in the summertime. We're talking daily temperatures in the triple digits. I am here visiting Detroit. I miss home. I leave going back to Phoenix tomorrow. However, I am not ready to leave just yet. I've noticed some new things in Detroit that have changed a lot, like the Riverwalk. I did that. It goes all the way, I think, down to what they call Aretha Franklin Stadium now. That used to be Shane Stadium. That's pretty neat. And visiting with family and friends and things of that nature.
So I was born and raised in Detroit, Michigan, and there are like some things that changed, but some things that didn't. Like, this is my first time seeing a building that's made out of carts,
shipping crates,
and I haven't seen that before at all. Like, I thought they were all made out of bricks or anything. And I have also seen, when I went to the Renaissance Center, a truck made of Legos. And it was, like, it was really cool. Like, it was a red truck. Like, it must have took a long time because it was really big, like the size of a real, like, truck you could drive around. So that was cool. And when I went to the Riverwalk, we went on the trail. Like, we went up hills and down hills and running and things. And this is my second time going to the Riverwalk too, so yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing how you can live in a place for so many years and you never explore the place where you live. And a lot of places that I have visited since I've been back here in the last couple of days, some of these things have been here all along, but I just didn't take time to go out and experience it and really see what my city has to offer. When I moved out to Phoenix, there are people out there. You say, where are you from? I say, Detroit. And they say, oh, my God. And you survived. Well, it's bad everywhere, because in Phoenix, I'm surprised I survived there, too, because it has its bad points, too. But when I was on my way here, one of my friends said, you going to Detroit, you be careful. I'm not afraid of my city. I love my city. The only reason why I'm not living here now is because of the weather. If it wasn't so cold and icy and snowy, I'll still be here. But I try to come back home as much as often, and I try to revisit my hometown to go to places like right now. I think I'm down here in the Cass Corridor area, and I'm looking around like, wow. This is Cass Corridor. This is not the one I remember, but it's really nice down here. They have really improved it. They have so much things going on. And like my co-host Maya said, that we are actually sitting in a building that was made from shipping crates, and it is awesome. And I'm going to take a picture of it, and I'm going to put it on my website to upload, and I will get that information out. It's GwenDavis3@wix.com, that you can find that website. And also, I will be posting it on my Facebook page, which is Porcel. And that's about it. So I really enjoyed talking today. And I've started this podcast because everyone has a voice, and my voice has been quiet for so many years. And now I just want to speak on different issues, different topics. And I will be coming out once a week on my podcast to talk about different things, especially the hair care industry, which I love, seeing the different style and things in that area, and talking to teens because I love kids and I like to hear their voice because their voices need to be heard as well. And I will be doing different topics. So anyway, thank you so much for listening today, and I hope to be back very soon.